Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I moved to New York City, and I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
They called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go. Biggie Smalls was there, Lil' Kim, Craig Mack.
All these people are hanging around.
Yeah, man. Faith Evans, Jodeci, Mary
okay?
J. Blige. They ain't know nothing about this.
Oh,
I was having a good time.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is.
And now he's having 48 hours with Diddy. They're having the times of their lives. Like we gonna go full, buck full crazy.
We're going crazy.
When I was seeing what I was seeing with the abnormal blood, the blood changed. Something happened. I couldn't put my finger on it, but something's not right. And I started noticing it early 2021 after the vaccines rolled out, and it continued on through the summer. And by the fall, later in the years when I took my first image in September, and then August, September, October, people were asking me, how often are you seeing this? How often are you seeing this? And some people were like, we've seen blood clots, you know, I mean, this blood clots. I was like, but you don't understand. These aren't the same. These are different. Something's different. I sent her some of the pictures that I had, and she called me, and we spent over an hour on the phone because she was seeing things in the military. And looking at the pictures, she's like,
This is
not right. This might explain some of what we're seeing in the military, because they were having soldiers with unusual blood clots. And you're talking soldiers, you go to join the military, you got to pass a physical, you got to go through all of this stuff. These are not your typical 80, 90 year old, you know, got comorbidities and all this. These are young, healthy people.
Basically, anyone taking these vaccines, they're all designed to the same thing, is going to have neurological disorders within 1 year. Most of the people taking the vaccine will be dead within 10. And this John Hopkins says it all right here. I know another person in Austin whose elderly father took the vaccine and was dead 2 days later. I mean, I'm sitting here watching them killing people. And you notice Netanyahu and all the British prime minister, you notice they're not really taking the shots. The plungers are empty. They put the needle behind the arms. Let me tell you something. You take the mRNA, it creates plaque in your brain and gives you Alzheimer's. And I got the studies, too. So, hey, you think they just put fluoride in the water to dumb you down?
They believe there's a thing called frame shifting. You know, they put the modified mRNA, and that modified mRNA was supposed to make your body create a spike protein. The spike protein is what's thrombogenic. So this can happen potentially, and most of them believe this. They believe the vaccine is the main culprit here, but they leave room for it to be something else.
Good news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've rolled back the ban on gain-of-function research.
Really?
So now it's legal for us to modify viruses and make them more deadly and transmissible to humans.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it's important that we be prepared in case something like that happened in the future.
In case somebody modifies a deadly virus to be more infectious and able to transmit to humans?
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
No, it's fine. We're doing it at a level 4 weapons research lab in Wuhan, China.
I don't feel like... This was not a dream of mine to be kind of known, and in all actuality, I mean, people around the world have seen my face and have heard bits and pieces, and I'm cool with nobody knowing my, to remember my name. My name's not important. The story's important. Well, the information is important.
would ask you, are you wearing one now? And then you tell me, do you have a butt plug right now?
May I answer?
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Butt Plug.
May I answer? Okay.
Do you have a
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, it was about a month or so ago. I can't remember if I was just scrolling through Rumble looking for interesting interviews, or it might have been actually a friend of mine, I think, that sent me this interview of Diane Kaiser talking about different nanotechnology in products that we might not be expecting it in. So most people now are aware or concerned about the COVID-19 vaccines and some of these other treatments, but little do we know that some of this stuff is actually being introduced in other products, stuff that you in the audience might actually be unknowingly using. And even one example that really stood out to me was stuff that's being done in the oral hygiene or oral surgery world. And so Diane Kaiser joins me now to discuss all of it. And Diane, I know you have a lot of images and stuff. I don't know how much you've shared of these. You're going to be introducing some of these and sharing them. It's quite shocking. We're talking about cosmetic products. We're talking about oral hygiene and surgery products. So I guess I would start with this. I'd never heard of any of this stuff till I heard you talking about it. How did you find out about it?
Well, I got really sick. And I was approached by David Icke to make a movie called Dying to Be Beautiful. And I did a lot of research as a naturopathic doctor, traditional naturopathy. I was really sick and I thought, what the hell? I'm the healthiest person I know. And I'm doing all the conventional things. And this is reversing time, Owen, going way back to 5 years ago when I was really sick and decided that my breast implants were making me sick. I wrote a book called Killer Breasts. And then I realized the entire beauty industry was extremely toxic, filled with beauty bombs. And beyond that, now it's not just the beauty industry, the toxic beauty industry that I would say people like P. Diddy Combs is creating this transhumanistic toxic beauty desire to look like women in rap videos. But it was also the all injectable industry spanning the things like dental anesthetics and other things as well, like insulin and anything at this point that has a needle. Shots are being fired and we are at war from within, with not just, right now bridges collapsing because we've got ships crashing into them. I think this is a metaphor of as above, so below, that we have a lot of blockages inside of the body with the implants and these nanotechnology things that they are injecting inside of us. So I stand here grateful to be alive. But I've been through a lot, and I want to make sure everybody's aware of these things and that there are healthy alternatives so that you don't have to go through what I did.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Let's start with the thing, because there's so much to get in here in your presentation, and I'm sure there's a lot of women that want to know about some of the cosmetic stuff, the beauty products as well. But let me start with one thing that really shocked me. I went for a routine. I had a chip in a cap on a tooth of mine. They had to basically drill it out and put a new a new crown on, and in the process, and my dentist knows who I am, so you know he knows I don't really like injection or anything like that. I'm kind of actually afraid of needles, and so he's talking about, you know, giving me a numbing solution, and I usually prefer just, you know, whatever the cream is. But he's like, hey, we can do a numbing injection. He's like, do you want to do the numbing injection? I'm going to have to take a drill to this crown. It's not coming off. I'm going to have to drill this crown off your tooth. So I'm just like, he's like, it's fine. There's nothing. I'm like, okay, fine. But anyway, you were saying that even some of these anesthetics that they inject during, you know, some oral surgeries have some products in there, some nanotechnologies in there. So let's start with that, because this is something you're not even thinking about. You're thinking, I'm just going in for an oral routine here, very common, a little aesthetic, a little shot, and what are we getting hit with?
Yes. Okay. So thank you, Owen, and hello, InfoWars. It's so great to have you here with us, and I really want you to hear me out on this, because many people, we're taught to self-gaslight. Oh, it's not a big deal. My dentist should know everything, right? Just like you, Owen, right? You went in to see your dentist, and we like, it's not about not liking or having a good relationship with our practitioners. It's just that they simply don't know. So I'm hoping with all of these broadcasts that we're doing that we have practitioners who are starting to ask the bigger questions. So if you guys want to show and pull up slide number 4, which is the most gorgeous picture of me I've ever put on national television.
Yeah, for people that don't know, I guess you used to be you used to do beauty pageants. Is that what we have going on here?
That's funny. That's another way of saying it. I was a bikini competitor.
Okay, a bikini competitor. Yeah, yeah. I want to make sure I get that right there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually where I learned that people who claim to be the fitness enthusiasts that are the influencers are really prescribing poison in the beauty build or bodybuilding industry. And that's a whole another topic for another day, perhaps, you know, fake tanning and all of the testosterone. It's a disgusting industry, but I was 10% body fat and the sickest I'd ever been, had no breasts, had, you know, got breast implants to compete, then started doing Botox. It's a very slippery slope, this transhumanism agenda. Anti-aging is technically the fear of death and fear of aging. And so it's a very slippery slope. And that's what I want to talk about today. So this is me in the dental chair. And Owen, I have documented the dates of all of my treatments. Okay. So this is how I knew. I didn't know actually until about a month ago when Dr. David Nixon and Dr. Anna, the ones who are doing the work under dark field microscopy, under the microscope, they're the ones looking to see what kinds of things in the solutions that now we're finding contain a tremendous amount of pollutions that are exactly the same that they have found in the bioweapons that we have been referring to as the COVID shots. Shots have been fired, and now it's not just vaccines. It's anything that contains a needle that we've been finding that will create the same type of reactions that people who have had after the COVID shot. And we can see all of these by looking deeper into reactions that, if you guys, you know, we've heard of the VAERS report, there's VAERS, I'll get into all of that today. But this is a picture of me getting another dental implant in my front teeth. Now, I have been doing this for a long time, 15 years. I've been helping people cleanse. And at this point, what I've been finding is that oral infections and people trying to treat them, like you were talking about, Owen, is one of the biggest issues where people are experiencing total toxicity in the mouth, cavitations in the jawbone. And so I went in to get an implant in the front two teeth. I had one put in, stainless steel, titanium. We've heard of a lot of different implants in the body. I have two titanium implants in the front. After this procedure, I came home and I had no idea what was happening to me, but it was within 3 days after, and it felt like I was being radiated. I didn't know if I was being targeted because I was at that point editing a video on orgone energy and how we could use that to protect ourselves from EMF fields. I didn't know what it was, but it happened 2 times in a row. I lost 10 pounds overnight, and it felt like somebody just blasted my head into a computer. And that set me off on my research. But it wasn't until about two years later, that I realized that they had used two things in me as far as the injectables, articaine and turbocaine.
Now these are the injectable painkillers.
Yeah, they're injectables for the local anesthetics for what work that they're doing in your gums and into your jaw, which these things are going directly into the bone. So it's really hard. And I talk about this as a doctor of traditional naturopathy. It's hard. I teach my students, doctors, nurses, practitioners who want to learn my detox method. It is very difficult to get into the bone and pull toxins out. They could be there for decades. So we are putting these things into the bone and they are becoming the hardware of our bodies.
Well, do you have any idea when this might have started? Has it been going on for a long time, or is this like post mRNA technology, or what can you provide us with as far as that's concerned?
It's a really good question. And what we're trying to do behind the scenes is people are trying to get samples of these things from years ago to find out when exactly it began. I can tell you that I've had a lot of dental work myself and had every silver filling on every molar, have done it the wrong way, and now I teach the right way. And again, I'm not a biological dentist, but I work with clinics that do this the right way. And there are very few in America that do. So I wouldn't say that before COVID, any of these things that I had injected into my bones, my jaws, none of this, I had never had a reaction like this. So a lot of people are guesstimating that this was...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Older generation conservative talk show host does a good show. But the caller brings up the issue of chemtrails, and David Webb basically discounts it. And basically, I mean, not necessarily rudely insults him, but kind of just, you know, insults his intelligence and just casts him off. For the next hour of calls, every caller was like, David, you got this one wrong. Chemtrails are real. Here's all the different they're naming the government projects. They're naming the lithium, the barium, the aluminum, all that. They're naming all of it. And so it was an amazing thing to witness in that hour. Where David Webb is basically, the audience is saying, hey, Webb, you're missing the picture here. This stuff is very real. So why do I bring that back? Because when you look at this stuff, at first glance, you might want to have the same response. Oh, no, this isn't real. Oh, no, this isn't going on. Well, if it is, then it can't be anything negative. It's probably something good. And so let me bring this back home. Talk about what is actually in here. The nanotechnology. And then that leads into probably even the crazier thing. What looks like, I don't know what this is. It's in your slides here. What looks like, it looks like they're injecting microchips into this stuff. I don't know how else to explain what they found under these slides.
Yeah. Which one are you looking at? Slide 6, right, Owen?
The nanotech to power the Internet of Things.
Yeah. Show that slide, you guys. It's, I did an interview with Dr. David Nixon, and he is an MD that left family medicine in order to look under the microscope. Because at this point, who's doing that? Who's doing that for us? FDA sure as hell isn't. The CDC sure as hell isn't. They're the ones that are putting it in the technology. So what he's found, and he wanted the one after that, the slide right after that, he wanted this to go viral. And so I'm honoring his word. Is that the picture that you'll see in the slide that they're about to put up is their little nanoreceptors. And this is how, if you really follow, and I know it's scary and I know it sucks to talk about it, but we can't live in cognitive dissonance anymore. There's the ability to know how to track, trace, and terminate us if we're not abiding has been with us for a long time. That technology's been around for a long time. So he found this little picture on the bottom right here and said, this is the one that needs to go viral so people can see that this is the technology that is in all injectables. And I have been drilling him on this because at first I heard air quotes all injectables over a year ago. And I said, I'm going to challenge you on that. Can you tell me what you mean by all injectables, or is it just the vaccine? So they went on to look at Botox. They went on to look at the insulin. And this is the same technology.
You're talking about these doctors putting it under a microscope. I mean, actually looking at this and analyzing this in a scientific way.
Yep, exactly. And they're finding the same things, the graphene oxide, the hydrogels, the nanobots, and all of these things that are creating the Internet of Things inside of our bodies to turn us into robots, merging to human technology, destroying the Christ consciousness and temple that lives within all of us, and creating the mockery that is technically we become clones and mind control.
Now, when the doctor discovered this, obviously he said, we need to get this image out. But what's going through his head?
You mean as far as what he found?
I mean, it has to be shocking.
Oh, yeah. All of this is shocking. Everybody who's listening, my heart goes out to all of you because I know what you're thinking now is, well, wow, I just recently did a dental procedure. I just recently did have Botox injections. But
well, that's what went through my head.
Right? And people, I need them for my migraines. That is Botox, right? Not, it's not just for cosmetic purposes. So now we're all in this together because we're all victims. And I'm not saying it like, oh, let's all cry a river, because that's not what we do here. We rise up, we wake up, we speak up and say no more. And we start pressuring these dentists and doctors that we're working with and say, do you know what you're putting inside of me? And for the most part, most of these dentists, and we've been challenging them, have been gaslighting the patients to say, no, I don't know anything about this. A very small percentage, just like what we've been finding during COVID, a very small percentage have been curious enough to say, I don't know anything about that, but I'd like to know more. And so if you're a practitioner, I want you to ask those questions. I also want you to, if you're a patient, I want you to say, first of all, if you're going to get any more procedures done, there is only one type of dental anesthetic that they have found that does not have the DARPA gel, and that is levobuhivacaine. And that is the one that you just showed before, Owen. That is the only one that they found. Now, I'll tell you something right now. Again, you can go to dianekaser.com/dental. I put all kinds of information because you're going to have lots of questions on this. That it's hard to spell and say, but I have not found that levobupivacaine is very common and with an American dentist. I don't think anybody should work with a regular dentist anymore because they don't understand the holistic approach that there are meridians within every one of your roots that connect with other parts of your body. So there are certain ones that connect with your front teeth down to the kidneys or other organs that if you have an implant in that area, it's going to block the connection, kind of like we've blocked the ability to transport vehicles and other goods with the bridge that's just been crashed. So it's as above, so below, and that's what we're seeing. So I've only seen that the biological dentists that we've spoken with and interviewed, I've been asking a lot of people, and this is how we all come together and compare notes, that the clinic that I work at in Mexico called American Biological Dentistry Clinic, they're the only ones that have the levobupivacaine. I haven't seen anybody else in America that does, and that's probably by design.
Well, and that's why they centralize all of this medical care stuff. And for most people, whether it's, you know, medical care, dental care, whatever, they don't have their own practice, so they just go with whatever the hospital is saying or whatever the dental office that they work at is saying, and they're not even thinking that there could be something else going on here. But you know, on that issue, because there's still other things I want to get into that I think women are going to be concerned about with what's going on with the cosmetic products. I don't really have to worry about that, but others out there, there might be a man listening that might want to get some breast implants someday. God knows the world we live in now. But, you know, just to kind of get off track here, but on the same page, I was reading about wisdom teeth and how even having your wisdom teeth pulled is kind of a psyop. And the reason why they were called wisdom teeth is because when they come in, there's certain neurological connections that happen, and that's why they were called wisdom teeth. And now we remove them. What can you talk about that real quick?
Yeah, that was the original smart devices, right, Owen? Make us stupider by taking out the wisdom teeth. Actually, I agree. Many of us have had our wisdom teeth pulled. I very, very rarely see patients that have not. So what we know about wisdom teeth is that, first of all, they don't need to be pulled. And again, I'm not a dentist. I have just been working for 15 years in the realm of toxicology and understanding also pathology and virology and parasitology. So 86% of people who have had at least one wisdom tooth pulled has a cavitation. What does that mean? That means a black hole, which contains, it's basically a perfect area for parasites and fungal and mold spores to grow. And so what that means that there's a lot of people talking about doing parasite cleansing, and I lead a parasite cleanse. It's called fullmoonparasitecleanse.com. You can see that parasites are the real cause for pretty much every single symptom, sickness, suffering that most of us are experiencing today. On that page, you guys will see over 100 symptoms, including cancer, including dementia, and a lot of mood-related disorders, anger. And what we see is that if you go in a parasite cleanse, that these specific parasites that live in these holes, they can't be touched because they're inside of the holes.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, a lot of this stuff, if you're hearing it for the first time, probably sounds crazy, hyperbolic even. Like, really? Why would the medical industry not want us to be healthy and understand these issues? Well, why do you think? So you'll be sick and you pay money to relieve the symptoms. See? That's how that works. And the whole parasite cleanse phenomenon that has really become popular lately, there's a lot of reason for that as well. So I understand if you're hearing this for the first time, you just think it's crazy. But, you know, I think the one thing that that I always say to people when I'm first discussing this with them, Diane, and maybe you have the same approach, it's that, you know what, you don't have to believe me. You don't even have to believe the other research, but try it. Like, see for yourself. Like, I'm a living example. Like, I don't consume seed oils. I've had positive effects from that. You know, you talk about a parasite cleanse. I've done a couple parasite cleanses. You can tell there's some positive results from that too. So it's like, I'm not going to try to convince you. I'm telling you, I'm living proof. You can be the same. So, but I didn't even know, cause I did research into the wisdom tooth thing. I mean, I had my wisdom teeth pulled when I was young, but I never even heard about the parasite connection to that.
In fact, I have a couple slides to show on that as well. This is the work that when I started really understanding and understanding toxicology and it being there's only one disease. There are several thousands of diagnoses and tens of thousands of pills and procedures, but there's only one true disease, and that's the disease of toxicity. And toxicity leads into an acidic biome where then parasites can thrive. And it's the whole body. So when people start to understand that, it gets easier. And I mean it, it gets easier. This is hard to hear. I know. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm trying to open it. Because we have been programmed to go talk to our doctor and talk to our doctor. And still, no matter the solutions that you've talked about here on InfoWars, that you have great products. We have great products too. I have amazing friends and family who are still trying. They're awake. But they're still going to their doctor and taking the prescribed poisons that are filled with a lot of these toxins that make us even more sick, like petroleum that made Rockefeller rich back in the 1930s when he got rid of doctors like myself with the Flexner Report. So I've seen the writing on the wall for a long time, and I've also worked with patients for over 15 years to see that when we start to really work with the jawbone and people have the wisdom teeth address with the cavitations and the parasites that might live there. You can have this addressed by looking under a cone beam by a proper biological dentist. And then we also can start get root canals out of your jawbone. It's dead, decaying matter that is living inside of your body and causing peripheral damage and congestion to the organs and the peripheral tissues that are relying on the circulation of healthy nutrients and the detoxification of toxins in the body. So if you have a root canal, yeah, these are things that need to be addressed. And do you get an implant? All of these things I cover. I have a weekly VIP group. If you guys go to dianecaser.com/transform, you can see you join my VIP group for a dollar. And we talk about this because everybody's situation is so different. Like, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? Because it's really sick when you confront all of this, but why turn your head away from it when you can do something about it? Because it's not mainstream, but that's what we're trying to do on this show, right? And the implants that are in people's jawbone at this point too, and possibly part of what happened to me, I don't proclaim to know everything. I'm a curious student of life, just like you guys. But what I do know is that day when that implant was put in and the dental anesthetics were used to do so, I've never felt so sick. And I thought I was possibly going to die overnight. And if you want to show this slide, slide number 8, that you can see that there are dental implants that now have microchips in it. I've confirmed this with other people who have actually seen hockey players specifically who had an implant removed and they found a microchip in the implant itself. So what do we do about this? We're all trying to figure it out.
I mean, what are they claiming it is?
Well, what else would it be, Owen?
But I mean, certainly they have to explain themselves. I mean, has anybody ever like tried to get to the bottom of this?
Yeah, well, if you look at the entire system, because this is not just one thing that's making us sick. They're able to track everything. So even if you consider, you know, your GPS car, if you look at a newer car, they can see everywhere that you're driving. They can see every wall that you're backing into. So it's like the Truman Show. They can see every place that we're going. And if we don't abide, it's look at China. You know, they knocked out a lot of the 5G towers that they could. They surrendered their 5G phones because they know something that we're just starting to know. It's the preview of socialism, that if we don't abide, then they can just cut off our funds at any time, just like that. Call it a movie, but it's really a documentary, The Ready Player One. So it's the same thing we've been finding in breast implants. And I can confirm that because I work with surgeons who have removed breast implants and found microchips in breast implants as well. And that's a whole nother topic that women need to hear.
Well, and okay, so let's go into that now. Not only, because sure. I think that this is kind of a popular debate dealing with prosthetics and breast implants as well. And you can talk about the microchip angle, but also, you know, there's kind of an ongoing debate about just the general health concerns that people have with breast implants.
Yeah. I mean, breast implants, thank God we are finally making waves that now more women are removing them from their bodies than they are installing them. So that's amazing. I wrote a book called Killer Breasts, killerbreastbook.com, and you can read all about it. The first half is about breast implants. The second half is just about toxic beauty in general. When I wrote that book, I didn't even know how toxic Botox was. And it was a part of my picture of me getting super sick and having one of the worst immune systems I've ever seen on labs, no matter how many things I was doing to try to improve my health. Like you were talking about, Owen, I was the perfect picture of health. I was doing all the things, but I had the worst functioning immune system on any lab that I've ever looked at. And it's not just white blood cell count that determines the health of your immune system. It's something called secretory IgA. That's your gold standard marker that looks at your body's ability, specifically in the gut and the mucosa of all the lining of your body, ear, nose, and throat included. That if that's a low number, we test this using stool tests in our practice. We're not just looking at infections. Parasites, you can't even see on a stool test anyway. They're sneaky. So my immune system was struggling. It was virtually gone. And, you know, the FDA has come out with a patent and said, oh, we got a replacement immune system for you just in case yours goes obsolete or, you know, it's programmed out of you because you're so toxic that it can't fight anymore. So when I had breast implants, I realized it was a part of the picture. When I wrote the book, I didn't know Botox was the greatest toxic substance known to man, but yet we're putting it in babies' bottoms for anal fissures. We're putting it in people's faces, and no matter what gender, for migraines. And we're using it for air quotes, anti-aging, but it kills nerves and they don't grow back. They don't grow back. They're taking parts out of our body that we can't get back. Breast implants, when they remove your tissues and they make space for breast implants, no one tells you that they cut out one of the major pectoral muscles in your chest cavity that you can't grow back either. Nobody tells you that there's 30 plus toxic substances in these breast implants, that at some point they all leak, they gel bleed, or eventually they rupture. Don't get a mammogram if you have breast implants. They're known to rupture them, no matter that there's, you know, 10 times chest x-ray of radiology in mammograms when you get them as well. I could go on and on, but breast implants are basically, how do you get an autoimmune disease? You put a foreign object in your body that lives there. And few people realize that breast implants are made up of not just saline or silicone. It's heavy metals and all sorts of polymers and things that eventually rupture and bleed throughout the body. Then there's also the capsule that the body creates to wall it off. Like, you know, Trump said, build a wall. Our body says, build a wall. Well, I want to separate you from this toxic foreign invader known as a breast implant to protect you from it. Our bodies are so beautiful. We just have to get out of the way and stop putting these foreign objects inside of them because... Otherwise,
I don't know. I don't think I saw this in any of your slides, but it's been seen. They'll remove breast implants from a lady that's, say, had them in for like 3 decades. And I mean, it's literally just covered in gunk and scum that your body is, like you say, it's like building a wall to protect from this foreign object that's in there.
It is. And Owen, I hate to say this and I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm hoping to just plant some seeds today. I don't want you to take this information and turn away from it. And we have solutions for all of it. So you don't have to just think, well, I have implants in my body. I have a hip implant. I have a titanium implant. Whatever it is, implants simply disrupt the meridians for the body being able to communicate.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And EDTA chelation, because EDTA IV is the most effective way to get a lot of these nanotechnologies, graphene oxide, out of the body. But we got to make sure that the health of the kidneys is optimal too. And most people are just kind of jumping into these things. So I'm not saying that these doctors are bad. I'm just saying that we need to wake up. I mean, if doctors started waking up and speaking up and saying, no, I'm not going to work at the hospital and prescribe poisons anymore, then I'm going to start helping patients do the right thing. And we've seen that since COVID, and we can celebrate that, which is awesome. So say no anymore to just doctors who only prescribe poisons and don't want to listen to you and don't want to do more testing. And just know that if it's covered by your insurance and the hospital's covering it, it's meant to profit off of you. And the shareholders want profit. So this is simply the other means of being healthy. And I'm not saying one versus the other. I'm saying that we all work together. When I work with patients, I have a good chiropractor that we work with. They have a good ND. They have a massage therapist, a biological dentist, and me. And we're all doing different things, but we're all learning together and comparing notes and how we can help patients. Huh. It doesn't need to be complex.
You know, it's so funny. You like lay that out like it's the roster or the depth chart or something. I also have a chiropractor, massage therapist. I don't really have any problems with health, so I don't really need like a holistic doctor or dentist or anything like that. I mean, I've had a couple oral surgeries, but it's funny because I never go to the doctor. I mean, I don't even know the last time that I had to go to a doctor's office for anything or need a pill or anything. I've always been able to heal naturally. But it's funny because when you talk, if you have a good chiropractor or you have a good massage therapist, like they know all this stuff. And it's funny because they know all this stuff, and they're the ones that get kind of cut off and outcast from the insurance companies. So it's like it's all by design that these people that can actually maybe even help you better than in a better way than a doctor. And again, it's not about attacking doctors. I like doctors. Doctors are definitely needed in our society. You should be able to have options. And so it's not even that but it kind of like look at it like this. I've made, and I don't have a perfect diet. I'd say probably I'm like a B+. I mean, every once in a while, I work in media. I'm running around like today. I'm going to be doing 7 hours of radio. I had to go pick up a breakfast sandwich this morning. I just didn't have time to make breakfast. So, okay, yeah, I probably could have eaten healthier this morning, but I needed the time. I needed the convenience. But like I found out there's all this information coming out. I won't say the name of it, but people can figure it out. Like the most popular chicken sandwich company out there, there's a reason why you want it so bad. Like there's a reason why you want to go back and get it. There are things in the ingredients that make you want to go back and get it, and they're unhealthy for you. Hey, I like going and getting a chicken sandwich. It tastes great. The sauce you dip it in has seed oils. And so what happens is, like, slowly but surely, I'm removing all these things out of my diet. And it's like, it's a kind of a boring diet, but it's like all I eat now, for the most part, is just like steak and eggs or a fresh chicken from the farm down the road. And you just notice it's like slowly but surely, you just notice all these things changing, and you're healthier. You recover faster. You can have a stronger, like, workout. I mean, even with raw milk, I mean, I see the FDA attacking raw milk. I just never really liked milk, so I didn't really think about. I just didn't really drink milk, and now I'm drinking raw milk. I'm like addicted to this stuff. I'm like, it's crazy. I've like added 10 pounds to all my lifts just from drinking raw milk. I mean, so it's just like, but oh no, don't drink raw milk, says the FDA. It's bad. It's dangerous. Bull crap.
Yeah, it's pretty easy now, Owen. Anything they say to do, don't do it to the opposite.
Yeah, that's kind of, it's like you don't want to commit to that because that's also dangerous, but it's also probably safer than listening to them.
Yeah. And again, like you said, if you have an emergency and if you have to get parts put back together because you're in an accident, sure, I'll go to the doctor. But I have my own personal MD. Like I said, we work down in Mexico and we do stem cell and we do cancer treatments that are natural. We can't do that in America. That's why we do that down in Mexico. And so anyway, I don't want to get too off topic there, but I want to show you a couple things too, because I want you guys to see something. Show slides 24 and 26, please. 24 is implant illness. And I'm not saying this is scary, but I'm saying this because there have been enough times, and I'm speaking to hundreds of times, that I've seen people, I've heard their symptoms, and people come to me and they say, Diane, can you please help this patient I'm working with? And because we doctors collaborate, and they say, here are their symptoms. And I say, did they recently have mesh installed in their inside of their cervix? And she said, yes. How did you know?
Is that like a birth control thing? Or I just am trying to understand.
Yeah, no, good question. So if you've heard of people, this is not just women and birth control. The mesh is parts that are, they're using Life Forever chemical structures, polypropylene, polyethylene. And this is, it's kind of like a synthetic, it breaks down to plastic in the body. And it's used to hold things together where our own body parts fail, because they're being broken down with toxicity and parasites and an acidic body, right? So if we have connective tissues like tendons, ligaments, muscles, joints, anything that is breaking down, they use mesh in order to put it back together. So mesh is another huge issue. You could actually watch the documentary, not Died Suddenly, sorry. I can't remember it. It'll come to me. But it is talking about the medical implant industry, and that it's actually three times more profitable than the prescription drug industry. So what they're putting inside of us could actually be slowly leaking toxins throughout the body and creating an autoimmune attack. So this is being used in women and men to put our body parts back together. So implant illness, some of us, we can't not have these implants. We can't take them out of the body. And so the documentary is called The Bleeding Edge. If you guys want to watch it, The Bleeding Edge, it talks about mesh and other things that are used inside the body that are permanent devices. And then all of a sudden, when people hear me talk about this, they go, wait a minute, light bulb moment. Ever since they installed this mesh or whatever it is inside of the body, I started having complications. So is there an alternative before, if it's you listening, could they use something else? Could there be another procedure? These are all the questions that we need to ask in medicine. Or if you have it inside of you and you can't take it out, then what I tell people is that you have a foreign invader that is slowly leaking these toxins like And that's why I want to show slide 26 next, because this is one of our patients who has mesh inside of their body. And then we end up seeing a lot of these forever chemicals and plastics that they're urinating out. And we catch that in our lab tests. You can't catch this in a blood test. Your doctor doesn't know what these mean because they don't approve them in the allopathic medicine model.
You're talking about BPA, atrazine, DPP, glyphosate.
Yep. All of these things that you see. So, you know, how before.
And Alex, this is post-mesh?
This is post a lot of things. This is some people who don't even have mesh.
Oh, this is just general. And, like, it could be anything.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Atrazine, BPA, DPP, ethylparaben, glyphosate.
Oh, my gosh.
These are people who claim to have a healthy diet, and they still have these things. I mean, even tampons these days. Like, talk to your teenagers.
I won't even drink out of a plastic bottle anymore. I only drink out of glass bottles now.
Good, Owen. Or stainless steel, like this one I've got right here. I tell everybody we are dehydrated as well as a nation.
Don't tell me that's a Stanley cup. Don't tell me that's a Stanley cup. Then we'll have all kinds of problems.
So, yeah, I mean, these things that are living inside of our body, if you can't take them out, you've got to be on a binder every day to bind to these toxins, like the metals or the mesh plastic or the forever chemicals that are leaking throughout your body. They need a way out. You need to be focusing on drainage. These are all things that are very easy that I spell out in the patients that we work with, or people who are members of our
group. Here's why it's so important, and we're almost out of time here. I want to direct people to your website for more information. But, here's why I think that this is so important, and why dealing with things with a pill or you know, whatever the pharmaceutical medical industrial complex has people do. It's kind of like, this is the analogy I would make. Like a couple months ago, I had a bone bruise on my heel. So because of that, I changed my walking gait. And then because I changed my walking gait, I had a tweak on my ankle. So it's like, you think like, hey, this one thing over here, this is an isolated thing. Well, not really. When you're dealing with this issue over here, all of a sudden, all these other issues can pop up. So that's just a weird example of just, you know, a foot injury from playing basketball. The same thing goes on in your body. When your body is dealing with something that's a result of, let's say, a mesh or an implant or something, well, now all these other things are going on in your body that are screwed up. So you're not actually dealing with the problem. You're just causing these other problems while you're trying to cause the symptom to go away. I mean, would that be a good way to put it?
Exactly, Owen. Reductionistic, individualistic medicine is obsolete. If you go to a doctor that's a specialist in one thing, and they're not talking about exactly what you just said, Owen, that you touch on one thing and it could actually be coming from the clear opposite end of the body, then you're not practicing holistic medicine, and you're not working with somebody who practices holistic in nature. Your body is holistic. It's all connected. There's hundreds of trillions of cells, and we have to look at every single piece. And that sounds overwhelming to you, but not to someone like me who focuses with this in my practice. And I train people in my certification course because it needs to be learned and it needs to be implemented.
Well, there's still so much more to be had. Like, I want to know what I need to do about my tooth implant here and the meridian blockers. But maybe that's a conversation for another day. We didn't even get into a lot of the beauty products and the cosmetics, but where can people go find for more information? Because I know probably women are going to be concerned about this stuff. Where can people get more information?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm happy to come back anytime as well. DianeKaiser.com. And if you want to go to DianeKaiser.com/transform, I put a lot of the things we talked about today, those specific focuses. We have a school called Non-Toxic Beauty School, where we're teaching women how to implement healthier alternatives to beauty, because we can build beauty from the inside out and build our energy, immunity, and energy all at the same time.
Diane, thank you so much.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.